Head coach Tom Ceratori joining us outside the locker room. Congrats on the win, Tom.
Thanks, Schulze.
That first period just seemed so odd. There were only a couple of whistles, and they both came after icing infractions. We went probably 13, 14 minutes without a media timeout. Did that help you get into a flow, or did that take you out of a flow?
I don't know, Schulze. To be honest with you, I can't remember the first period. You got a better memory than I do. So I can't even answer the question because it's not resonating with me right now. Sorry about that.
I just know I was talking for a long time there before we had our first break.
I was just frustrated with us not getting pucks deep either. I mean, our puck management was average. I mean, we were playing 150 feet. We weren't playing 200 feet. And, I mean, that would affect us the first two periods. And not too many turnovers, and that obviously, to me, that hurt our flow and that hurt our continuity.
You get that first goal, obviously, Friday night road game with a lead, your odds of winning the game are so much better, but that's just a case of Jake getting the puck to the net any way you can, and it kind of short-hopped the goalie, and right there Owen Sillinger's in a pretty good spot, but you just got to get a puck to the net and good things happen, right?
No, that was just, again, you know what, you thank your lucky stars when you get a goal like that. That doesn't happen too often, Schulze.
And then Owen gets credit for the second one, too, on the power play. Got a piece of that one. I realize it's a 5-on-3 goal late, but that's a big insurance goal. And Sillinger, talk about his hands there making that play.
Well, again, he was in a good spot right there. I thought Owen was in a very good spot just to get a piece of that. Dylan, nice one-timer. And, it was good all around right there. It was a big insurance goal, Schulze. I'm with you because you don't know what's going to happen. I mean, I was worried about a penalty. We got a penalty.
Yep.
So I've seen so many wacky things happen in this sport. So, and again, as of late, there's been some wacky things.
Did you like your structure better on the 5-on-3 tonight than last week?
Well, to be honest with you, Schulze, all we wanted to do was go into a box and possess the puck. We weren't too worried about scoring from the standpoint of we just wanted to make sure we had good east-west passes and a good north-south. We wanted somebody open. So it wasn't so much about the structure, it was more about the time of the game, what we needed to do and how we had to do it, to be honest with you.
When you look at the schedule and you see at Northern, at Anchorage, both on big ice, to come out of last week with a split and then win tonight, you'll take it, won't you?
Well, in a heartbeat. And I told the guys, let's go 3-1 on this road trip, because if we'd have written a script this summer on that, we'd have taken this in a New York second. So we got our work cut out. We got to be a better team. We got some things we need to work on. I addressed that with the team in between the first and second. I kind of challenged them, and there's some parts of our game we need to get better.
See you tomorrow night, Tom.
All right, Schulze.
Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers, with us here on the Paul Bunning Communications post game show. Beavers 2-0 winners tonight.